Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns. Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
A casual gamer, a constant complainer, welcome to Filthy Stinks. He's calling to moan, he's leaving notes on your phone, welcome to Filthy Stinks. You're listening to Filthy Stinks.
Hello, weary traveler, and welcome back to the latest episode of Filthy's Like a Dragon Ring Stings. I am your host, Deadbeat Punk, but clever little thing like you, you probably already knew that. And the man the podcast is named after, mythical in his own right. It's Filthy.
Hello, is it me you're looking for?
Always.
Always. I'm trying to think if I don't know if I've used that before, but it's what I've met with, so.
What was on the set of caution? Do you want to do a second one just in case? You don't have a second one in the tank.
Well, I suppose I could do the that's the Lionel opening. I could do the Oasis opening. Hello, it's good to be back. I could have used that next week.
We've had words off air about your accents, sir.
We have. I know. There's been written warnings.
Threats of physical violence, which would fall under spoilers. Before we go any further, we would like to warn anyone that may have stumbled in by accident. This show does contain quite a bit of bad language, Filthy.
Sorry.
And we'll be focused on Filthy's progress through Yakuza 7, or Yakuza Like a Dragon, or Like a Dragon Like a Dragon. Now that Ryuga Gotoku Studio has dropped the Yakuza name, so there will be spoilers, kind of,
ish,
given your progress.
Possibly. It's a 50-50 chance at this stage.
Yeah. Although we would advise anyone to start off with Elderflower Pilot, the start of our first series, and arguably the better series.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I feel like it certainly was more game-focused. It definitely dwelt more on the game that the show was named after than this one tends to. But I feel for quality chat, I mean, this is the place to be.
We are not a banter cast.
Well, no, that's true. There's a mild rapport at best. I think it's
our friendship. It's the sunk cost fallacy.
Yeah, it's went this far, you know, it'd be.
It's too late to get a new best friend.
Ugh, they'd need breaking in. Yeah,
I've met people. They're horrible.
I was gonna try and suggest, is there like a Tinder for mates? But that just sounds really lonely.
I thought
lonely.
You were gonna say maybe it's time we seen other people.
No, never. Barely see each other as it is. It's perfect.
So, I was just looking back at Elden Ring Stings.
Mm.
By the 6th episode, we were doing the Wolf Pack.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Just to measure your progress through that game compared to now.
Wow. Okay. That was quite far in, wasn't it? I mean,
that was basically your halfway point.
Yeah, we'd already beat. Yeah, I don't even remember how many episodes we actually did of Series 1 / Elden Ring. But I think we did the whole thing in about 12, 14, wasn't it?
Yeah, and two of them were basically specials at the end.
Yeah. Wow. So this has backfired so far. We'll have to.
Somewhat.
And it's taken me more than a week each time to get round to advising you on my progress. Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So with all that out of the way, we can start swearing and induce the ring stings.
Woo!
So how have you been keeping since the last episode?
Pretty good, pretty good. Very warm. Again, I know we don't like to date these episodes, but it's really warm. I mean, fierce close, you know.
I was joking about it on our Twitter, but I'm not wearing trousers.
I don't blame you.
Do you want to see?
Och, no, you're all right. You're all right, you know. Don't want to lose its charm or something like that. Whatever I need to say to not see your bottom half right now.
Again, and that webcam. That's what he gets up to. So, since our last episode, I actually saw you in person. You called to the house with a dog.
I did. I called to your house with a small dog.
And is that Arthur? Or I don't know if Arthur passed away and you picked up another one.
Nope, that's the original and best Arthur.
Are you sure? And your wife didn't accompany you on this visit, did you?
No, she was busy.
Was she busy? Was she in the country?
Not technically, no.
Oh.
But she was on a trip, a legitimate trip, a personal trip.
Been a long trip this, hasn't it?
It was a long weekend. Look, she's sick of your shit, okay? She's just sick of your shit.
She finds me delightful.
That's true.
Incredibly, incredibly small doses.
Oh, what about you? What have you been up to?
Well, mine is mostly video game based, sadly. Because that's the kind of person I am now. Xbox had a showcase, which introduced us to the next game in the Yakuza Like a Dragon series.
So I could be looking forward to playing that anytime as early as 2027 at this stage?
Yeah, about the time you finish this one, possibly.
Yep, that's what I'm thinking.
But he seems it's Ichiban again, and he wakes up naked on a beach.
That's the dream.
Isn't it? But it does look like everybody's speaking English around him. He's speaking Japanese, so it looks like he's in America.
Or maybe they're just playing with the audio like I do.
Why would anybody play this in Japanese?
It's cultural misappropriation, I think.
I've seen a lot of people saying maybe because Hawaii and Japan are so close together. And I say, that's an 8-hour flight.
Yeah, close by a pretty wide margin. Pretty generous.
I'm all for him getting drunk, falling off a jetty, landing somewhere. That's not a problem to me, but a long distance to go naked.
Yeah, I mean, in this game that I'm playing, he went from one city to another, but it's largely intimated that was just done through a garbage truck or something, wasn't it?
So, yeah.
there was a feasible traveling there.
And he didn't have a second bullet hole, so that didn't happen again.
No, that'd be a bit too samey.
So, I'm excited for that. I'll get through it a bit quicker than you will.
It's highly likely. It's, more than likely at this stage.
And then there is another spin-off game in the series, so there's a lot of Like a Dragon in the future.
For some people.
For some people.
Myself included, let's hope. There's a lot of Like a Dragon in my future as it stands, really, because I'm very far behind. So, we'd have to assume. Bless.
I know you don't drop into the Discord, but the lads have fallen off it to go play the likes of other games that actually might get mentioned, but they're still ahead of you.
What? So they're playing my game and other games and still ahead of me?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Right. That's disappointing, is the word I'd use.
Hate to beat you down, but yeah. It's pathetic, really.
It's not my finest hour. Once my finest hour comes, I'll let you know, by the way. But
you flew through Elden Ring. That was genuinely impressive.
Yes, given I did half of it with no build to speak of and just some random accumulation of...
naked, so I move quicker.
No particular strategy in hand at the time, other than trial and error.
But fuck it. That's enough for general chatter. Is there anything you want to add before we move on?
No. It's been an okay little time, really. So I have nothing I wish to complain about publicly. I'll save that for afterwards.
So I can mix it in with the outro music.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen.
Well, with all that out of the way, induction of the ring stings.
I just did your public urination challenge, the pinch the pisser side story. I can see why I enjoyed that. That was very silly. The way the game's been going, I was half expecting him to only be urinating into the river because that's what his dead wife wanted. But it was just a bit of fun, sure. What's a game if you can't have a bit of fun, eh?
So I hope you'll notice, normally it's the sub-stories these are the bits that stick out. These are the bits you remember. These are the bits you chat about.
Yeah, I will remember that. Not something I've had to do in a game before. Very entertaining, I will say. The three lads all in pissing shape. Pissing, I don't know what, stance, I suppose.
And I am curious, yeah. Did you pinch the pisser the first time?
I did not. No, I think it took me the full... There was four of them, and I think it took me the third go. Yeah. I accidentally pinched a recorder player. That was odd. Yeah. And then also, what was the other guy doing? Something with a plant, I think, from memory.
Yeah, no, one guy had a fishing rod.
No, I didn't see him. Was the other one then. I think he had a plant. But third time, that was my frequent urinator right there. See you later, urinator. That's what I said to him.
In a while, I've got piles. The animation with the little rainbow over him as he's urinating happily, that is what I used to send to people when I was bored of talking to them.
Well, I've never seen someone so happy in their work. And he really took it serious as well. You were expecting just, sorry, mate. But he was quite passionate about his...
Well, I enjoy a public urination.
We all do. But, I mean, not beside a man playing a recorder, that seems.
Well, no harm. Why was everybody up to these fantastic and varied activities beside a pissing man?
That's true, I suppose. That's fair enough. They could have taken it down the street, but chose not to. Chose to invade his personal space. But yeah, it's just you'd mentioned to me, you'd kept saying, have you said anything about urinating yet? And I was like, wait, that's a really weird question for you to ask me. And no.
Why is he always asking me that?
Always talking about the piss. Always taking the piss.
Yeah, pinch the pisser was almost the episode title, but I don't think it would fly.
Is that a wee pun? Did you just do a wee sneaky Phil-esque pun there?
No.
But flies. You did. You said flies and we're talking about peeing. Come on. There's an effort made there.
Oh, I appreciate there?
It. Oh, I appreciate it. I don't know which is worse, whether if you take the credit for it or if you don't, it means that you're subconsciously even worse than I am.
I just hate how happy it's made you.
It's a nice one.
Your happiness is like vinegar on my eyes.
It's good. It was good. I really enjoyed that. It was even better than the alliteration of pinch the pisser.
Pinch the pisser. I like that.
Pinch the pisser. Yeah. It could be a fun fairground game for all the family.
I have to make extra effort not to even accidentally make puns.
Yep.
They are disgusting.
And yet they bring me life. So... Well done,
so yes,
sir.
No sob story to go with this one, so it was actually quite enjoyable.
Yeah, I thought there's bound to be a dead wife somewhere, seems to be par for the course of this game, or sure. Some deprived child or something. Maybe he had to sell his toilet to feed his starving family, but nope, he just loves pissing in rivers, this fella. So
pissing in rivers is class.
It is, it's nice. But
although, he's right beside a bridge, I'd piss off that.
You would, wouldn't you? You
know, nice arc going.
You don't want to worry about splashback, you know. What I'm saying is he does this and I'm not even sure he's good at it, but, you know, makes him happy, so who am I to judge?
What's worse than being a public urinator? A poor one.
A poor public urinator.
Shall we treat ourselves to another ring sting?
I think we need to stop talking about this man, so yes, let's.
Move on from the urination, please.
So I got to the change jobs thing you were talking about. So we've all changed jobs. Homeless Harry Potter's a musician. That was fun. And, come here, you've been holding out on me. The two lads switched in the to bodyguards and they've got big katanas, really big ones. Like you were just having me on. I knew there'd be katanas. I'm all pleased.
Yeah, look, I was just so... I knew there'd be katanas. I mean, I'm probably treading on the stereotypical
tightrope again. Yeah, I was going to give you the warning. You can't hear it at home, people, but we've got a warning signal for the camera.
There's a warning nod, but I'm just saying there's bound to be big swords. Come on, they're Yakuza's. So I was really pleased that there was katanas. Whenever you get these two fellas upgraded, they be swinging them katanas at everybody. They're really big katanas too. They did not disappoint. So
you dual wield?
Not yet, but who knows? It could.
Who
be
does
something.
Know? Certainly not I.
You probably do.
Probably do, yeah.
But for now, I'm just happy to see a big katana. And so much so I've given them both one. So I was quite pleased about that.
On another note, you finally got the ability to change jobs.
Yeah, so Gus from Breaking Bad told me to go to his desk mate, and I went over to the woman that sits beside him, and she allowed me to change jobs while he did my paperwork, which is quite nice of her. And I will say the changing job all comes with some lovely costume changes.
Mm-hmm. I think your copy should have some DLC with it if you share an account with me, so you should have more options than most.
Yeah, there was three or four, certainly, for everybody, at least. Homeless Harry Potter looks a bit like John Lennon, which I've enjoyed immensely. The two lads are in lovely suits. So, yep, we're a sharp-dressed bunch whenever we're in a fight, which is what you want, really, if you finish the fight.
I was going to bring it up, because, yeah, why not? It's kind of bad form to have two people be the same job in a party.
Well, you see, I wouldn't know that.
It's an old RPG faux pas. I should have let you know. But I understand your excitement about katanas.
Yeah.
Baby wants his katana.
It was a fox pass, as you say. I just got carried away by that. And I thought, you know, they're both... what did I set them up? Are those bouncers or...
Bodyguard.
Bodyguard, yeah. Bodyguards, you usually get more than one in these situations. You know, whenever there's
you
a villain...
You only need one if they're good, like... Brock Sampson.
Well, that's who? No, I'm joking. please see previous episode.
Of another show.
Of another show. Cross-referencing again. But yeah, I suppose that's a fair point. What do you call the big lad in the Bond movies with the braces? He's the only bodyguard, isn't he?
You're thinking of Jaws?
I'm thinking of Jaws, yeah.
Braces?
He's got braces.
They're iron fucking teeth.
Oh, are they? I thought he had adult braces. I've never really watched that movie. And any time I've seen it, I always thought that he was just wearing braces. Is he not?
Do tend to miss little details. Do you want to Google Jaws while you're here?
I suppose naming his character after his adult braces would be a bit of a odd move. Jaws, Bond villain. Oh, okay. Yeah, those are pretty big fucking grills, aren't they?
Aren't they? The braces, fuck me.
For the fictional henchman who stars in the Bond films, The Spy Who Loved Me from 1977 and Moonraker from 1979, played by Richard Kyle.
Oh, that's impressive. You knew all that, but you didn't know he had metal teeth. That's
never occurred to me, really, yeah. 7'2" he was. Big fucker. All right. Still, be shit down my local.
I was going to talk a little bit about jobs. Sadly, this is another tutorial part.
Yes, don't really know what to make of that sort of aspect here, so please.
Okay, well, for Ichiban, you will make him a foreman, briefly.
Oh, I will.
Oh, you will? It'll give him a big hammer.
Oh, well, I do like a big hammer.
Don't we all? Yep. But this big hammer gives you an ability in the overworld map to knock down walls to get to secret areas. Sometimes in dungeons, sometimes in the overworld.
Now, you've concerned me there with the phrase overworld, because does that imply that there's more than one map in this game?
You've been to multiple maps already.
No, but I mean, like, to go back to Elden Ring, there's not an underground and an overground of the same places.
You've been underground maps before.
In this game?
In dungeons. Remember when you were going to the Chinese restaurant? Oh, so many moons ago.
Yeah. Is that considered an undermap?
It was the sewers. It was under the map.
Shit, so it was. Ugh, yes, I was in sewers. Right, okay.
Yeah. So areas like that, there may be parts with breakable areas, normally treasure behind it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's handy for the likes of that. There's also a secret shop near your brothel house and another one in the bar district and a few more throughout the game.
Fair enough.
So it's a nice skill to have. I don't see you writing down foreman.
I'll remember.
Ah, you will, me bollocks.
Foreman. Funny. Foreman.
Foreskin.
Exactly. That's how I remember it. Rhyming.
Ichiban. Foreskin. What was that about?
Itchy
foreskin. He was naked. Why was he naked?
He had an itchy foreskin. Right. That makes sense. Icky foreskin. Look, let's face it, that will soon end up his real name if we continue down this train of thought.
Next week's episode title.
Yep.
And then after that, I would leave him as a hero.
Okay.
It's his best job.
That seems fair. I think it's everybody's best job.
And have you been crafting and upgrading much?
Have a fuck.
Thought that.
I did the first available upgrade to his baseball bat whenever I went to see the woman in the place where you craft
keep
things.
Keep going. It starts changing that. Shape, and that's when you know you're doing damage.
Ooh, a big funny shaped baseball. She did turn it into a tin baseball bat or an aluminium one, rather.
Keep it going.
Whatever it was. Yeah. Don't know how I feel about that. I know Americans, if we have any listeners, and any of them happen to be American, I understand Americans usually have a strong opinion about whether they would like an aluminium bat or not, or whether it's all about the wood. Meanwhile, in Northern Ireland, the sports shops are constantly amazed at how many baseball bats they sell, despite not selling a single baseball. But that's a side issue.
Use a hurl.
True. It's like our own baseball bat, except it's flatter.
Screw a few razor blades to the underside of it. It's mighty.
And it's socially acceptable to carry around the park as part of your cultural heritage.
Depends on the park.
Yep.
And apart from that big bob, I normally make an enforcer.
Well, is that not what I've made him? No, I've made him a bodyguard, have I?
You have made him a bodyguard. The only problem is when you're an enforcer, you use a baton. And a riot shield.
What?
Yeah.
That's problematic. Big Bob's the big beast. He doesn't need it. The last person who needs a shield. You need to give the shield to wee homeless Harry Potter. He's fucking useless.
He wouldn't be fit to pick it up.
He wouldn't, would he?
No. Bollocks. It's just, yeah, if you craft a shield for him, especially at your stage of the game, he's a powerhouse.
Okay.
And he gets a move called Paralysis Prongs.
Oh.
Which is fun to say, but it's also an electric attack, which is lovely against bosses.
Very good.
And has a high chance to stun them, so they can't attack you for a turn.
Okay. I'll consider that.
Several turns, possibly. A random chance.
And if that has to involve crafting?
Crafting a shield.
Okay. I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, you're going to remember all this, I know.
Craft a shield, itchy foreskin, done.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And with Homeless Bob, or Nanba, I normally make him a musician or a breaker. They've got nice area of effect skills.
I just saw the John Lennon look and instantly he became a musician. That was just
Didn't think you'd look too deeply into it. Don't worry about that.
He gets to hit people with a guitar. That's fun.
He does, but he's got special skills that hurt several characters at once. And that's just great for clearing out groups of enemies.
Fair enough.
Speeds things up.
Good lad, that homeless boy.
Ah, top lad, yes.
Yep.
And I know I'm jumping ahead. Psycho, have you been able to assign her a job yet? Lady Bob.
Oh, yeah, she was there at the time. Yeah, I can't... this is going to sound really bad. I can't remember what job she actually got. She looked a bit like a nurse, but it wasn't nurse, obviously.
There's hostess, I think, is a standard one, but you can choose idol, and that's the one I'd go for.
I think I kept her a hostess, because of the storyline where she was one. So I know it doesn't really matter.
Yes, that all tracks.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd get her moved over to idol, make her your healer, and she can also make the other enemies weaker, take down their attack stats or defense stats, makes life handier.
In these games, I usually don't play that aspect of trying to...
But you love chess.
I know. It makes no sense.
For strategy. You're a deep thinker.
I'm also a highly complex and contradictory character.
I thought you were going to say you were an incredible lover, but...
It's not for me to say.
It's for you to find out.
Oh, dear God. Let's play another note, please.
Next ring sting.
Few things in this update. I've changed jobs for a couple of the guys for the crack. Didn't realise that it would mean that they lose a level of power. They're back down. Their attacks aren't as strong in fights. It's a pain in the pisser. We went to the bar and I have listened to some sob stories. I say that, I skimmed them. But we have forged some greater alliances, which has been... lovely, bit emotional. And now we are off to work in a warehouse which will somehow help us infiltrate the Chinese. Gustav Fring sent us to a warehouse and they seem to pay for everything in cash. So that's apparently part of it. But the Scooby Gang, I think I'm going to call them a Scooby Gang now because four of them are... infiltrating this warehouse and seeing what's going on down on the docks. Very exciting.
They seem to buy everything with money.
Yeah.
My, what a concept.
It threw me for a loop. Certainly, nobody could get over the fact that they buy everything with money. Millions of yen.
Millions of yen. And how much is that in sterling?
Oh, it depends on in the current market. Oh, not great now.
Not as much as it used to be, I'll tell you.
Nope. You try filling your tank this weather. See how far 20 sterling or 20,000 yen gets you. Not very far, son. Only as far as the next pump.
So we changed jobs. What did you change them to?
No, I'm going to be honest. I think I've probably confused myself here and forgotten what I've said in my previous
notes. You just repeated it.
Yeah, that does happen. I forget what I've told you and what I haven't. And I've been told off before for not telling you enough things that I do.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought, I better make sure I've pointed this out to him. So, yeah.
Because I wouldn't tell you off for repeating yourself or not keeping track of what you've done or keeping notes.
No.
That wouldn't be like me at all, would it?
That would be unprofessional. Exactly.
Yeah.
So what this was about, though, was, yeah, whenever I did turn them into Rockstar and Bouncer and all, they all lost stats. That was a bit weird, a bit annoying.
Yeah, I probably should have mentioned that in the last thing, but your job level and your level are two separate things.
Yeah, I thought, oh, they're all level 15 or whatever they're at, you know, cool.
So later on in the game, what a lot of people do is they change to all the jobs, because once you hit level 5 at a job level, once you hit level 10, you might get a permanent stat boost.
Okay.
Or you could unlock a move that you keep, no matter what job you're doing, you get to keep that special move, which can be handy.
Yeah, I did notice, for instance, yeah, they all have a couple of base moves that they don't they didn't lose with the transfer. Mm-hmm. Big Bob does a nice swingy thing, tornado. He drags him around by the ankles. He's kept that, for instance. I quite like that move.
That's a handy one. But there is a little icon I will show you rather than try to describe it in the audio format.
Fair enough.
But that little icon means you retain it no matter what job you have.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And some of them are great. So a lot of people, later on in the game, you find items that boost the amount of job experience you get as accessories. Mm. And they just battle and battle and battle to make the job level go up. And they keep all the bonuses and then go back to the job they like. Which is not something you need to worry about right away.
No, that
sounds... And I don't think you're going to do the new game plus or any of the optional extras, so...
Let's see. Well, stranger things have happened. We can only wait and see.
Indeed. Another part. Have we jumped ahead in the story again?
Well, I assume you know the story because you've already played the game.
Well, I do, but you're playing along. The people that are listening don't know where you are.
Okay, well, what happened was...
How did you end up at this warehouse?
Well, we found out that whenever my guy didn't hang himself... As you know, as a guest, he hadn't. There was this word, and nobody spoke Chinese, but they did know this. They did hear this word, and
I am going to start deleting my notes before I send them to you.
To see what I remember. Yeah, no, I did watch that wee cutscene. Mm-hmm. I don't really remember a lot about it, but yeah, she overheard him, and everyone's like, "Oh, we know that word. It's a guy. He's a really bad guy." He's a Chinese guy, and must mean it's about him then.
Luma,
there you go. That's the very man. And so this is what has led us to thinking, God, we better look into these lads mm-hmm. down at the docks.
So yeah. This is why we went to the Chinese hostess.
Yes.
It's not a restaurant, it's a bar.
She speaks Chinese. Yeah, she's half Chinese. I remember that about female Bob. She's half
Lady
Chinese.
Bob.
Lady Bob is half Chinese. Yep, there's a sentence. That sounds like the start of a song or something.
It could be. You are a musician. You have changed jobs previously.
Sergeant Pepper. Sergeant Pepper era Beatles, isn't it? You know, Lady Bob's a half Chinese. Yeah.
Catchy. And yes, we run into familiar face, Zeng, at this Chinese club.
You say familiar, I say potato. You mean the bald fella, don't you?
The bald fella that tried to mug you in the homeless camp.
Oh, aye. We mugged him off, rightly. Yep.
Yes, we did. We also learned of his passion for licking armpits. Or Mascalania,
wow.
Which I didn't know was the term for it. Or even if I pronounced it right. But who the fuck cares?
There's words for everything, isn't there? That's,
yes, Filthy. There are words for everything. And people buy things With money.
It's a brand new world to me. The Germans have a word for everything. We don't, but we do have a word for licking armpits. That's odd. Of the words we don't have, I'd have thought that would be one of them. But that's right. Yes, the other hostesses were all a little bit put out whenever he started trying to lick their armpits. Which one of the reasons I kicked him in a bit was...
You would do. There's no need for that.
You need to be busted with a slap if you're, you know, if you're getting on like that in a fine establishment like the Soaplands.
Get up to regular perversion, please.
Yep, none of this expert level stuff.
We've only got feet normalised. Don't go straight for armpit.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, he was anyway, he was a good expositional character, was able to tell us what was going on.
Yes, did you pay attention to all this?
I did a wee bit. I genuinely did. I watched.
Yeah, so the name we heard, this is somebody that has bought off the entire organized crime division of the police department, so
yeah,
they're not going to be able to help us here.
Nope, but sure, I didn't think they would anyway.
No,
they didn't help the likes of us.
We didn't truly believe that. But he does mention that he has an operation running out of the docks.
Yep, that's what happens.
And a bit of background about Mabuchi. Hard childhood, grew up. He's meant to be hardy, quite smart. Sounds like somebody that's going to kick your head in, Filthy.
I foresee there being a showdown, what can I say? If I was a betting man, might be the sort of guy might have a little tangle with. Who knows?
And of course, this leads us back to Hello Work, where we meet Gustav, who organises it so we can work at the docks.
Yes, he does. And we all took a wee field trip. You had to travel to get to the docks. Had to run a bit of a gauntlet because to get to the transport, you have to walk through bits that I seem to be very underpowered for. But got there in one piece sooner or later. And
That does tie into the next ring sting, doesn't it?
Well, maybe we should do that before I do that thing I always do of ruining it, eh?
Perhaps, or maybe I should hold a fucking tighter leash on you, you hound. Audio note number four.
Next clip. I want to do it this time. Okay. Next clip.
All right, come on, big boy voice. Let's hear what you've got.
Okay. Roll audio note.
Which one?
Number four.
This is where this game gets annoying. I was on my way to main mission bit, and I stumbled upon a gang that I had to fight, which is fine, except they were all a few levels higher than us, which again is fine, we could still take them, but every time I would get close to beating one of them, they would summon a subordinate. And that would be another person I had to fight. And this went on for about 8 people. Every time I nearly had them beat, they summoned a subordinate. To the point where now I have used up all the magic, or whatever you call it, you know, the special move, power, blue energy bar, of all my characters. And now I'm going to have to go way back and recharge somewhere before doing the thing I was actually on my way to do. That's a wee bit annoying, right?
Yeah, I was going to say it's random chance whether somebody shows up or not.
Yeah, I got about 8 in a row here, which was just really
annoying.
The guys
that turn up are normally quite weak.
Usually these ones were replacing the exact same character that I've just killed, the same level, same shirt even. It was just, I don't know if it was stuck in a loop, but I had to basically beat up the same guy 8 times in a row and just depleted all my stuff because they were already a higher power than me. So that was annoying. I mean, come on, that's annoying, isn't
what
it?
What level were you at this stage, out of curiosity?
I think I'm about 15 now, so 12, maybe. Maybe I was about 14 and they were 18, something like that.
We haven't been grinding, have we?
No, actually. Not in a big way. I find it hard to grind in this game because the only people I fight on a regular basis are then really weaker than me, so you don't really get much from them. Yeah. Mm. You know. But yeah, I'm not. You may be surprised to learn that at this point in the game, I am not overpowered at all. I'm probably just about right.
Something to look into, maybe.
Might consider it for the future.
If you've any free time, of course.
Essentially.
And I was thinking, you've now got a lot of skills. You should have a right collection of items. They heal you.
Well, yeah, but it's the funny thing.
Items are there to be used. Don't be a hoarder.
I am a hoarder, I have to admit. I've got more salmon rolls than I know what to do with. But I'm like, oh, but what if I'm in a fight and I need a salmon roll? So
take a moment and eat a couple.
It's a waste of a turn, though, whenever he's just going to summon someone else.
Well, you can eat outside of battle.
But that's why I just go to restaurants. That's what I do in life. If I'm not battling people,
but it would save
people,
you having to run all the way back and then return.
I mean, look, if you're going to be pragmatic about it, there's not much I can do, is there? If you're going to be, you know, talking
Are you
sense.
Accusing one of pedantry?
I wouldn't dream of it, but I think it's Good. Pronounced pedantry. Joke of the match. Yes.
Well done. We can go home.
That's even better than that flies pun from earlier. That was good. Oh.
Which one was accidental?
We'll let the readers decide.
Thanks to the work, guys, I am now the manager of a confectionery company after my own name. This is another mini game, quite complex one. I've been studying business studies actually at the Open University, fun fact. I can't figure out what it is this fucking wants me to do. I'm toggling all my employees about, and every time I try to continue, it just says, oh, you still haven't maximized your employees. I mean, I've made the leader the highest ranked one at level 5, and the other two members the next 2 levels. I just, I'm not sure what's going on here. I'll genuinely help.
So how exactly did you become a CEO?
Well, it's the damnedest thing, really. I don't fully recall. I went in and was giving it my best. Big Bob was given at 90. He was lifting everything around him. You stood still for too long. Big Bob was lifting
you. Big Bob.
They were like, yeah, you're going to gas yourself. I mean, we Harry Potter, he was just gassed out. He was no shape whatsoever. No cardio on the boy at all. And because she's a woman, Lady Bob obviously had to become the secretary because that's how these things work. There was no other job for her. And then the owner was just like, here, you're good at this. Do you want to run the company with me? This is kind of what I remember happening. But maybe...
Okay, because that's not what happened at all.
Those bits happened.
Oh, those bits happened, yeah, but for you to become the CEO of Ichiban Confections...
Yeah, what else did I do?
You went back to the Soapland and you met somebody.
Did I fuck? What?
You met Eerie?
That's Lady Bob's sister, is it?
No, this is a completely separate female from Lady Bob or her lineage.
Right, okay. Oh, yes, yes, I did. She was hoping that Dead Soapland Man was going to run her company for her. Because even though he was a Soapland Man, he was just a good head for business. And it was like, well, sure, if you can run a brothel, you can run a
confectionery company.
Absolutely. And so she was like, here, well, then you knew him. Maybe that makes you qualified to work for this. And so she did it instead. That's what happened.
Is that what happened?
I remember that now, yep.
Good recollection. I am going to stop sending you notes at some stage.
It was a constructive conversation. That's what I'm going to tell you about
that. About it was. That.
Yeah.
So yes, Mr. Dead Soapland Man was going to help finance this company to get it back on its feet.
Yes, he was.
He was, but in steps Ichiban, because he's a nice guy and the company's already got his name, so it seemed like good synergy.
Serendipity, that's what that was, absolutely.
After stepping in, you realise this company is on its hole, but Eri's grandfather and father both ran it very successfully, and she would like to see it hit those heights again.
That's where I come in.
Yes, with your business qualifications.
Yeah, I have studied business with the Open University. And yes, I could not figure out how to correctly structure a warehouse, if I'm being honest. It's really stumped me, and I haven't played the game since. I was just a little bit annoyed that I couldn't get past what looked a bit like one of those football manager games that people who play football manager games play.
Mm-hmm.
That's not me, but yeah, it looked like a very admin sort of game.
Yes, a management sim.
Yeah, that's the phrase I was looking for. Yeah,
very bare bones and straightforward one.
Well, you say that.
I do say that.
I couldn't figure it out. It was like, I only had...
You only had three members of staff. You had to put the with the corresponding stats that complemented each area of business.
I tried every combination. And like, it was like, oh, you have not used the best people for the right jobs and wouldn't let me progress. That's no way to treat your players.
Well, that sounds like it's a tutorial in which you can't progress unless you get something right.
And that is where I am stuck.
So I think I'm going to save the listeners on this one. I will give you a helping hand offline, away from their pretty little ears.
That seems reasonable, because that will be nothing if not tedious for people. And I respect your professionalism, and thank you for your discretion.
Oh no, I'm still going to mock you relentless about it. It's a very easy, straightforward little game. It takes time. It takes patience, but skill. Skill it does not take, Filthy.
It's disappointing to hear, and yet here I am.
And you're a professional businessman. What's going on here?
If anything, I was overthinking it. I was thinking about the quarterly projections.
Do you think that's the problem?
I can only assume it was my overthinking that got me into trouble. Not for the first time.
It's just, for anybody listening, this is the one bit of advice when you play this game, is finish this sub-game. It's not even a mini-game, it's quite an in-depth one.
Yeah, I think I have to generate $250,000 profit or something before I'm allowed to move on with my life. That's what annoyed me.
After every shareholder meeting, which happens after every sales cycle, you make quite a bit of coin when you get to the top level. As high as the business can go, that is the money you will need to pour into crafting, into buying items. It's so difficult to progress without it.
That seems fair.
And there are other rewards that I'll not spoil, but they are essential for the upcoming chapters.
Okay, that's good to know. Noted.
And the granny likes you, and I know how fond you are of the older lady.
Well, it's been talked about before in this podcast, so I'm going to leave that where it is because I really want to move on.
I'm not fueling that fire.
There is enough wild speculation about me when it comes to this show, all caused by myself. So I would like to move on, please.
Did you speak to Nick Ortega in your time? Remember the dandy with the cravat?
Is that Jenna Ortega's dad from Wednesday, the Netflix show? No, different Ortegas.
This game was made long before that show ever existed. Filthy, if you ever ask me a question like that again, I will call around to your house and burn all your books.
Okay, the answer's no. I haven't seen Dandy Cravat Man since that first encounter.
Yeah. well, he crops up. He is your investor, and he actually gives you quite a bit of advice about running the company, which is why I'm quite shocked you haven't been talking to him.
Might explain why I'm doing so badly. But then don't forget, I still haven't managed to successfully navigate the tutorial, so that would make sense.
And before we move on, do you want to talk about Omelette the Chicken, or shall we just skip on?
Omelette the Chicken's one of my employees, and I'm not sure how I feel about that. But hey,
there should be laws against employing animals.
I know, right? That's not fair to the chicken, I think. But what do I know?
It's not fair to you either.
What do I know, you know?
No mutual benefit in this relationship at all.
Not that I can say. Disappointing. Disappointing.
Disappointing. Yeah.
Next Mortal Kombat trailer has just dropped. First trailer of gameplay. I'm not even going to pretend to sideline from whatever this podcast's about, because I'm just so excited. Holy shit, this is looking good, guys. Sub-Zero and Scorpion are busy, mate. We thought that might be the case, but shit, looks really cool. Raiden's immortal, that's going to be nice. I said immortal, not immortal, so he's immortal. So that's going to be really interesting, nice dynamic change between him and the Fire God Liu Kang. That's going to be really cool. And that looked like to be a little bit of the tag team footage from this new cameo thing. That looks class. Looks like Goro is one of the people you can tag in. Fucking hell, nice to see him back. And the aerial fighting looks really cool. That's going to be a big thing by the looks of it. They've never really done that before. You know, you can sort of attack people in the air, but it was never as good as what they've just put up there. It's going to be good. Going to be a long summer waiting on this one. Anyway, running a candy shop or something for Ichiban. That was it, wasn't it? Aye.
Filthy.
Yeah.
This joke's running a bit fucking thin, is it not?
What joke? This is my life we're talking about. This is the highlight of any console.
Well, this is the Like a Dragon rings things if this was Filthy's fucking boring day-to-day show.
Which, if I had my way, but that's fine.
Well, you can edit that one.
Yeah, that was fair. That's a fair retort.
Like a Dragon's ring stings.
But I just thought, sort of add a bit of colour. You know, what does a Phil do when he's not playing? Like,
worse than fucking advertising some bastard's album.
I just think, because I have played so little of this game, people want to know what I'm doing when I'm not playing this game, because I must be doing something.
No, they just want you to play more of the game.
They probably do. Just eat the damn orange. Reminds me of that in The Simpsons. Just play the damn game. Maybe. I don't know.
Play the damn game, Filthy.
Stop making niche references and play the game that people have tuned in to listen to. That's okay. That's reasonable.
But apart from that, Mortal Kombat 1 looks good.
It looks really, really good. Don't know how I feel about the tag team thing yet, because it's a...
Yeah,
because
you're not swapping out characters, you're just calling them in for an attack or so?
Yeah, it's something you were able to do in the last game. It was one of the buffs or benefits you could have. You could just press a button on the D-pad and someone would appear, and you know, Scorpion might appear and do his flame attack and then fuck off again. So if that's all you can do, but with 12 different players, that's a bit thin to me. And also, online, there's going to be a lot of bitching about people who've...
Bitching online?
From gamers of all communities, yeah. But you know, about people maybe they've wanted back in the franchise for, you know, ages, and they come back, but only as a cameo. That would ruffle feathers, I think.
Yeah, because you can even see with the Street Fighter camps, the characters that haven't returned have been... they've been vocal about that.
Yes, exactly. It'll be that sort of thing. Like I said, Goro's back. He only seems to be a cameo. Unless they're planning it as some sort of big...
He only seems to be but a shadow of a former self.
But a shadow of a man.
With forearms.
With forearms, yeah. He's got big forearms.
Foreskin.
Four big arms. Foreskin. We're back at that again, I see. Excellent.
So yes, I realised some quite troubling news when I realised when this game was releasing.
Why?
It's the same launch window as Starfield.
That's not of my concern, sir.
No, but it is of my concern, because I want to be a space cowboy.
Well, you're already a gangster of love, so that would make sense. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. That's your outro music, pending copyright for the episode. Sorted.
Well, you know, if you fucking record it, I can put it in.
That's true. I should start doing shitty covers of things that we can... I'll get on that. There's a project. Because
I keep getting disconnected warnings, and I do not like that.
Bollocks. Yeah, that's the hope. That because the last thing I obviously need is another project, given how much I have been doing of this game.
Oh, well, you just fly through the material, so.
Yeah, so why not record signature outros for everything while I'm at it? That won't take up valuable gaming time.
Oh, well, we'll get on to valuable gaming time a bit later, but for now, shall we have another ring sting?
Yes.
So a little side quest I've been doing as part of my gaming experience is I've been playing a game called It Takes Two. Clues in the name. I haven't been playing it alone. And I started it roughly 2 weeks after I got the next-gen console, the Xbox X. So that's it's over 2 years now. Finally did get that finished. It's called It Takes Two because it's a two-player. So, yeah, I have been playing that with the host of this show, who's not been thrilled with the speed it's taken to play the game, but... You know, we've got there. It's been emotional. It's been quite the journey. We've played a married couple. There's nothing Freudian about that. And yeah, I'm pleased to finally have finished that. And I hope the host is as well.
Why are you recording a fucking sting? I know you finished the fucking game. I'm here!
I don't want to worry the listener. But this is the sort of progress speed they could be looking at with Like a Dragon.
We've got to manage expectations, is the phrase I think we use.
2 years and 2 months it took to beat a 12-hour game.
It was more than 12 hours, mate. Come on, it has to have been.
Oh no, it's a 12-hour game to beat. It may have took us longer for some reason. Like that fucking tower. That platform challenge.
That was emotional. That was a hardcore bit of what is essentially a very fluffy game. I mean, I enjoyed it.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. You know, we could have played it online. You didn't have to call around to my house.
I'm still struggling with the whole future thing. You know, how games work. Like.
The whole future thing? We've got headsets. We record these over the internet.
Well, I mean, it's just like the other day I used an app on my phone when I was 80 miles away from my console to turn it on and start downloading a game. That doesn't seem natural to me. It's not natural, son. Don't like it.
Welcome to the future.
But maybe I just wanted the quality time with you. I don't know. Person to person, finishing out what was clearly a slog of a game. Very pretty game, though. I think we need to reflect on that briefly. It was very nice.
Oh, please. It Takes Two. Don't accept any of my abuse towards yourself. You're a fine game.
No, it's very much user error in this situation.
Oh, it's completely.
Mainly mine.
Fuck you.
Yep, that seems fair.
So, you were downloading another game remotely. I wonder if our next and final ring sting mentions this.
I hope not.
So I know what you're thinking. You know, Phil, it's the Ichiban Ring Sting. So far all you've done is talk about Mortal Kombat and complete It Takes Two. It's getting a bit silly. When are you going to get down to it and start Diablo 4? So I have. Having never played a Diablo before, this sounds very familiar. Been playing just for like 2 hours here, just to dip my toe in the water. Very nice and oddly familiar. The thing about Like a Dragon is that it's very brightly coloured. All the characters are really nice, and you know it's very lighthearted in a way, which is very jarring when you've just played Elden Ring. Don't know what to do with that information. So when I jumped into Diablo here and I had to pick my character type, and you start a build, which I now know is a thing, and you know, get ability points and ranks. It all felt very familiar and oddly friendly, despite the severe occult, horrible tones of the story and the narrative. But yeah, I've went Necromancer, which is a ranged character. I know there'll be long-term listeners to the show thinking Phil's a Malay man, so it'll be barbarian or nothing. But I'm giving Necromancer a try, and it's an interesting game so far. I'll say that much. I'll say no more.
Well, I should be fucking livid about this.
Well?
I have, in front of me, 8 ring stings, and 5 of them are barely about Yakuza.
It's damning evidence, I think. I have to agree.
The only thing that is keeping me refrained from my usual response is that we game share, so I now own Diablo 4 too.
Well, just saying.
So I'm a bit conflicted in this one. I'm fucking annoyed. But I like games.
It is what it is, pal. You can have a little nosy too. Dip your toe in the water. See if it's...
Speaking of dipping, you mentioned that you dipped in for 2 hours.
I did.
Now, listeners like myself may have dabbled in Diablo before.
Sounds ominous.
It's not a game you dip into. It's quite a consuming title.
It's, I actually would like to ask you something about this, if you're familiar with them or this type of game. Something that I've recently discovered about certain games, and I thought it was just something about older Game Pass games where it was for an old console. What the fuck is up with games where there's no pause button? This is one of them. You can't stop what you're doing and go make a cup of tea.
It used to be the case that always online games you could never pause.
Because you're online.
And from what I believe, because I haven't got to play this yet, because I'm still running around Hyrule in Zelda.
Okay.
This is an online game. There are a lot of connectivities.
Yeah.
Like, Elden Ring was always online.
Yeah, same thing. There's a really... You think you're just pressing start to start the game, and then it comes up connecting you to server. Mm-hmm. 1 minute wait time. And I'm like, I've paid money for this. I'm not waiting to play the game. I want to pay it now. But, right, so that's just a thing. Because, yeah, the other thing, obviously, the upshot of that was I had, as I say, dipped my toe in, wasn't aware that this could happen, and I was halfway through completing a dungeon, to use the correct technical phrase, which I learned this week.
Well done, you.
Yeah, and turned off the console and was then a bit annoyed to discover when I went back that it had knocked me back about 10 minutes in the gameplay and I had to start that dungeon again.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. Is that regular? Is that normal?
It is. And how did you find your first 2 hours with the game?
Okay, if you're asking my opinion, and you are, more for you, it was after playing Elden Ring, it was nicely familiar to have this same sort of leveling up. I could see where one might grind and want to do that sort of thing. I also had a sneaky Google, #sneaky Google, and didn't just decide to arbitrarily start picking characteristics that had a cool description in the menu, and instead started on...
Oh, are we going for a build?
A build is the word.
Oh my.
They have used online. So you level up quickly.
If only you could apply this knowledge to the other game you're currently playing at the moment.
What? Sorry, which game?
Like a Dragon. Oh. There are builds in that. You could really help yourself out in combat.
Wait, see, I just didn't get... I didn't understand that about this game, about Like a Dragon, Like a Dragon, Like a Dragon. It just feels a bit like a different type of game. I didn't think you could really pick, because you only ever have your 4 or 5.
Well, no, there are RPGs. There are job systems.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you put it like that.
There are equipment, yeah.
It's just so brightly coloured, it kind of threw me. I think it's the fact that this is all dark, like Elden Ring. I'm like, oh, yeah.
You seem to enjoy a depressing visual.
Oh, totally. Very much so. And the more occult, the better as well. I do like a bit of that in the games I play. So that was interesting, I will say.
So good, strong first impressions?
Yeah, I liked all the language. I liked that very early on you meet a character who is voiced by Finchy from The Office. Not The Office UK, yeah, the one. He also does all the voiceovers on Dave, because, I'm sorry, there's the impression coming. I can only just about do it, but he has the lowest Northern Yorkshire accent of anybody on television. Him. You probably even know who I mean from that spot-on impression.
Oh, yes, I can envision it now.
Yeah, that's him. So
I'm just curious. The strong first 2 hours.
Mm.
You played this game for 5.5 fucking hours?
No, I didn't. Don't lie. Did I keep forgetting that you watch everything I do in a loving fatherly way, and you're currently showing me my actual playtime on the app. Remind me to unfriend you, by the way, on the Xbox, or Is there an
you can't
offline
we game share? You're locked in with me.
Oh shit. Yeah.
So yes, that's 5.5 hours. You dipped your toes into. You played this game more than you played Like a Dragon.
That's not true. You said I've played.
That is true, because if you put that amount of time into Like a Dragon, you'd be ahead by a few fucking chapters.
That can't be right.
I'm positive. It's not as if I played it again recently.
Well, I just get distracted on Like a Dragon, but it's the bright colours, man. It's just, it's very confusing for me. And, you know, there's a lot goes on. It's overwhelming.
It's just your progress hasn't been fucking stellar and you decided to add quite an addictive game onto your plate.
Not to mention all the chess I play. According to my phone, I play on average 5 hours a week of chess as well. So there's that.
There is that. What the fuck are you doing?
I don't know at this point.
Is this series over or are we doing Lilith's Ring Stings going forward?
That depends. Who's Lilith? Oh, I enjoyed that.
I haven't played the game. I know who Lilith is.
No, I'm joking. So do I. She's the horny woman. I mean, she's got horns on her head. She's got big horns on her head. And she's the daughter of Satan or some such bollocks. I don't know. It's, you know, I will say it's got more plot in it than Elden Ring. So I like that about Diablo.
Well, not more plot. The spoon-fitted to you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You don't have to go looking for
that's
it.
That's what I mean, in a way that I understand. But no, I am going to go back to Like a Dragon as early as tomorrow. Possibly the weekend. Might kick it into the weekend. But I am. I promise. Unless we could do a Twitter poll. I've never done one before.
A poll?
A poll. Poll. Big poll. Or something like that. If Elon Musk probably fucking charges you for that now, don't they? We could see if the fans, and by fans I mean fan singular, think I should continue with Like a Dragon or switch to Diablo. But either way, yeah.
I remember you're going to fucking finish Like a Dragon.
I could do. I suppose I could.
Or you could do.
Yeah, I know. I probably should, shouldn't I?
Yeah, maybe you should.
Be a bit of a failure if I don't. That's fair.
Hmm.
Might take a week off work, get it knocked out. We could do a special episode with 72 ring stings where I play the entire game.
That's an option.
Live stream it a whole lot.
How's your internet at work?
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Because you could play it on your phone on your lunch breaks.
Can you?
Yeah, you can stream it. Cloud gaming. We'll get you a little controller to pair up to your phone.
Like a dragon.
Like a dragon.
On my phone.
Any Game Pass game.
Like a fox, more like. Love it.
Just one of the many, many perks of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate.
Yep.
Welcome to the future.
Well, I mean, our game share, I wanted to actually give them a little shout out earlier when you mentioned about the game share, because it has saved us both a few dollars at this stage, which is good.
Yes, yeah. Isn't it wonderful when game companies actually save you money rather than cost you money or steal money from you without notice?
Controversial. Controversial.
Controversial, with the emphasis on So, yeah, three ring stings in a row that had nothing to do with the game. That's pathetic.
I think the attention span's just been shot.
This episode's a C-. Do better.
I'll take the feedback on notice. Yellow card. Yellow card. Okay. Mm-hmm. I get it.
You honestly believe this is your first yellow card?
No, I do not, but I'm choosing willful ignorance.
We'll move on to a bit of feedback, because the lovely Gadget, the Dungeon Master Extraordinaire from Modern Escapism, has been in touch.
Lovely.
Been a while. He writes in, "Greetings, chaps. I can't do accents, or I would do. Newcastle punches horses."
Oh, I can't do Geordie. Probably shouldn't, or I would do it for you. Proper Geordie. Greetings, chat. No, I can't do it. Greetings, chat.
Well, you tried.
I tried.
And like most things you tried, you fucking failed. I don't have much to say other than this. Filthy. Phil. Philip. My friend. Lady Bob. Lady fucking Bob. Of all the possible nicknames you could give her, you called her Lady Bob. That's all. Keep it up. I'm enjoying the game and the pod. Also, Punk, grease up your skull. Your eye rolling at Filthy is coming across as a grinding noise on the microphone. Lots of love, Gadget. Which is quite ironic, because Filthy, you haven't listened to Gadget's podcast where he covers The Fast and the Furious with sex icon Biggie.
No, haven't had the pleasure as of yet.
No, that is the most exasperated you will ever hear a human person over a microphone.
That sounds good. I might actually check that out.
Yeah, I'll send you the Patreon RSS feed, so it'll cost you nothing.
Even better. If there's one thing I love...
Ha
ha! It's one thing I love, it's not supporting artists. It's great. Fuck them! Nah, that's enough. I don't mean that. It's the only person who's given me feedback in 6 episodes. I really shouldn't.
No wonder we don't get feedback.
I know.
Well, Filthy, that was lovely. A rare bit of feedback, and we were horrible to the listener.
Sounds about right.
Where would other listeners write in so we could bully them?
I would recommend they give us a shout on @FilthyRing on Twitter or email us on filthyring@gmail.com.
Delightful. And of course, all links are in episode show notes, or you can visit shows.acast.com/PERS. Purrs. For links and various hosting services. Well, is there anything you want to say before we wrap up the show?
I'm sorry. I feel like I've let everybody down. Let myself
you
down.
You have?
Let Ichiban down. I'll try and do better, guys. Peace out. Much love.
Ichiban would fight for you.
He would. He's lovely like that. If I came up to him with a wee sad story about how I had to finish this game, he'd probably help.
How your dog died and your wife left you. Yeah. He'd be there.
He'd be there. Helping me finish the game, so I owe it to him to do the same.
Until our paths cross again, we live, we learn.
God help us all.
Uploaded. Hurrah. That's going to be a fun edit.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.